paragraph Gimel. V'alkein tzivsa Torah lomol asabim. It's for this reason that the Torah commands us to circumcise our son. Kedei lahavir ha'orla shua sheker, in order to remove the orla, which we said is sheker. It's the opposite of bris, of emes. Kedei sheyumshach hashgachosh yisboruch aleinu, in order to draw the hashgach of Hashem upon us. Because we said the hashgach, Hashem looks at emes. Hashem turns away from sheker. So by us putting a seal of emes on the child, we're drawing the hashgach of Hashem upon that child. Kedei sheyeh achar abriya kamay koydom abriya, so that the after creation should be connected to before creation. Bechinas avu ben kachod, a father and son like one. Bechinas kulo yechod, all oneness. Note again the connection that we said before about Yaakov and Yosef, Tiferes and Yesoid, which are represented by father and son, the ultimate father and son, because we're told that out of all the sons, Yosef HaTzadik was the closest to Yaakov Avinu, and that's what created the whole conflict, that the other brothers became jealous, etc., because they saw that incredible closeness between Yosef and Yaakov, between Bris and Emes, how close those two are together. Because this is our main mission in this world, and this is our main goal, to take the creation and plug it in, make it one with what with Hashem, with what was before creation. Because the Zohar HaKadosh refers to the Orla like clouds that cover the eyes. And when the eyes are covered, then we do not have the Hashgach of Hashem, then Hashem is not looking at us. Because Orla is the symbol of Pigama Bris, which is referred to as a Pigama, the eyes. V'loy sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Do not follow your eyes. Shimshon holach achreinov, it says. Pigama Bris is always referred to as the eyes, because it says that usually the way it happens is a person looks where they're not supposed to, and that starts the whole process, Rachmanu Litzlan. Whereas when we remove the orla that's covering the bris, by doing that we remove the clouds that are covering the eyes, and thereby allowing the hashgach of Hashem upon us to be strong. And that makes father and son be united as one. Because by doing that, the person leaves the category of Eved, Shubchina Sheker, which is Sheker, and he enters into the category of Lebchinas Ben. He enters into the category of Ben. Vazai Kulo Yechod. And when he is Ben, then there's oneness. Bechinas Av Uben Kechod, father and son are like one. V'alkein Iker hachiyuv al ho'ov lo moles bnoi. Now we can understand why the main obligation is on the father to mala his son, to circumcise the son. Ki koydem abriya v'achra abriya hu gam kein b'chinas avu ben kemvor b'manal. Because the Torah tells us that before creation and after creation are referred to as father and son. Ki hu yisporach nikro av, because Hashem kavyochel is referred to as father. Uklal habriya, and the entire creation is referred to as the son, the Hashem's child. Tekev kishiyot habriya mikoyach el apoyel, and immediately when the creation evolved, when it came into effect, when it came into physical existence, nishtalshel achizol hasheker shehu ha'orla, that's when there was created the potential for sheker to come about and attach itself, which is the orla. The orla is one of the symbols of sheker. We need to remove the orla so that father and son should be one again. Because we said that man is created in the image of Hashem. Which man? Man without the orla. When he has that orla, he is not in the image of Hashem. So in order to make him whole in the image of Hashem, we have to cut away that orla. And by the father being the one to circumcise his son, we know the Zohar Kodesh says, when we make a move down below, it causes a response, a reaction above. By a human father removing the orla from his human child, that causes Hashem, who is also daddy, to remove the orla, the sheker, from the entire creation, from the klal habriya, kedei sheyu ovu ben kachad ganal, so that father and child should become one, so that Hashem and the whole creation should become one. Nimtza sheikar mitzvah smila kedei levayar hasheker shu orla. So therefore, the main concept of bris milah is removing the sheker, which is the orla, shubchinas eved, which is associated with eved, shehu harav atumo, which is associated with evil, impurity, kidei sheyu bebchinas choisem ois emes, and turn that ra, by removing that ra, we're uncovering and bringing forth the beauty of that symbol of truth, that ois of emes, kidei shia achar abriya k'moy koidem abriya, thereby making the creation become one with what was before creation, b'chinas av uben kachoda, father and son becoming one.